Today is Thursday, May 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another day. So yesterday, I'm going to do this, I'm just going to break the fourth wall here. Is it the fourth wall, the third wall? I don't know. I'm going to break the wall. Yesterday, I told you guys, Mark and I are going out of town. And, and so I won't be in town on Friday. And so I'm going to pre-record my Friday episode. So I was thinking, oh my God, what am I going to talk about? So, in this episode, we're going to talk about what I did last night and a few little bits and pieces of things. And then in Friday's episode, we'll go over what I've done this morning, even though it's Thursday right now. We're going to go over that tomorrow. And I won't know what I did, for the rest of the day. So I'll try to make it as interesting as, because, I pride myself in such an interesting podcast that you guys love to listen to every single day, 5 days a week. After I recorded, we've had this, it has been so rainy, and I was telling Mark that, I feel like the rainy weather is normally an April thing. In fact, there's the saying, April showers bring May flowers. I'm sure you've all heard that. And we're having all this rain in May, and it's not just us. I mean, there's flooding in Louisiana right now. There's, all of these other places that are having tornadoes and like weird stuff. It is definitely, I want to go out on a limb here and say, I think it's probably something having to do with global warming, because I feel like weather and temperature and all of that kind of stuff has just gone crazy McCrazer pants for the past, couple of years. It's been getting worse and worse every year, I feel. And I don't know if the rate of change is speeding up, because I feel, at this rate, with all of the bad weather that we're having and the floods and the fires and the tornadoes, and I know all of this has always existed, but it feels like it's worse. And I don't know if it's just psychosomatic or if I'm just thinking, oh, it's worse because I know that global warming is a thing and I know that it's happening. So I don't know if some of it is me just every time there's a bad weather event, I'm thinking, oh, God, we're all going to hell. Yeah, we're all going to hell. We're all going to die. Oh my God. And I know global warming is a big deal, but I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm relating every single weather event with global warming is a little bit of a stretch, or if I'm actually correct. It could be either one. But bottom line is, I feel like the rain should have been in April, is what I'm saying. So Mark and I are trying to walk every day because, again, weight loss. I am now able to fit into my large polo shirts, by the way. Thank you. Although this week has been horrible. It's basically been a cheat week. I'm not going to weigh on Saturday because it'll depress me. And Mark said, because Mark's like, oh, are you going to take the scale with you to Houston? And, we're driving, so you can take the scale in the car. And I was like, no, I've had a horrible week. I haven't followed my diet at all. And I don't want to. And he said, yeah, but weighing is not to tell you that you've lost weight. Weighing is to track your weight. So, he's like, let's say you gain weight. You'll know how much weight you gain when you completely blow your diet all week. And then you can know for the future, and you can factor that in or whatever. And I was like, no. I don't want to know. It'll depress me. And if I get depressed about it, then I might throw in the towel and be like, oh, screw it. But I am able to now wear my large polo shirts. And so my wardrobe is getting larger. Because, I was down to one pair of jeans and like five or six t-shirts. And I was having to rotate those things. And I refused to buy any more clothes because, I don't want clothes that fit me at this horrible weight that I am. So we've been walking, but every day it's been raining every day. So we went to the park. I was like, we got to go. we got to go now because the forecast says it's going to rain at 7. So as soon as I got done recording, I said, we've got to go to the park now. So Mark needed to finish something. He was still working. And he needed to finish something. So I'm like, okay. And so he did his thing. And then we left. And he said, oh, you can just watch some YouTube videos while I'm finishing up this work. And I have been, as you all know, I'm trying to figure out what my side hustle is going to be. And I think because, you know, now I make a good living. But let's, you know, we all know that I talk about how I hate my job at least once a week, probably more than that. And I was just thinking, you know, and I don't know, I may never know what I want to be when I grow up, because maybe that's a myth. Maybe you never know. Back in the day, a long time ago, you know, 100 years ago, what you were when you grew up was just whatever your father did or whatever your family did. You know, your family had a family business, your family had a farm, your family, you know, whatever. And you just, yeah, oh, my dad's a blacksmith. I mean, maybe that was more than 100 years ago. I don't know. But I'm just saying, a long time ago, your dad was a blacksmith. Guess what? You were going to be a blacksmith. It didn't really matter what your passion was, right? So, I mean, maybe that's a little bit of a myth. So I've been watching all these YouTube videos about what your side hustle should be. I mean, I think I've got the plan laid out, but I think it's going to be a three-pronged approach. You know, I need to write a business plan, but the three-pronged approach is a blog, YouTube videos, and then courses that I sell on places like, what's that place? Now I can't think of it. Skillshare, or I don't know if you can sign up to be a teacher on Udemy, but something like that where you, and then you charge, you know, $10, how to start a podcast or, you know, whatever. And I'm just trying to think of a name. So I think I've got that kind of figured out, and it may never make money at all, but I won't know until I try. And then affiliate marketing for products that I review, charging for the courses, and then maybe at some point I'll get, you know, enough listeners to have ads on the YouTube channel. And so that's kind of the rough business plan. I want to have as many ways as possible to bring in the money. But the main reason that I want to do it is I don't want to feel tied to a job. And I don't want to feel like if I were to lose that job tomorrow, that would be it. You know, that, oh, I better have, you know, 30 years of savings saved up, because if I lose my job, you know, I just want to make sure that I have something else bringing in something, and also hopefully something that I'm a little bit passionate about, something that I enjoy. And so I was watching all these YouTube videos about side hustles and how to get started and like all this kind of stuff. But, and then, so we went to the walk, we went for a walk, and we needed to make up 2 laps, because on Tuesday we were only able to do 4 laps and we do 6. So we're like, we got to do 8. Well, we did. It was threatening to rain the entire time. And I was walking so fast, the tops of my feet were hurting, because I was trying to get through these 8 laps before the bottom fell out and the bucket started pouring water on our heads. And it was doing that spit kind of raining where it would spit at you for 5 or 10 minutes, and then it would stop, and then it would get windy, and then it would, and, but we made it through our 8 laps, and then we had dinner, and the other thing I was going to say is, the other thing about walking on a track, there are always these people, and they either walk slower than us, or they walk faster than us. Most people walk slower than us, but yesterday there was this woman who was alternating between running and walking, and we kept being paranoid and looking behind us and trying to speed up so she wouldn't feel like we were crowding her. Anyway, then we ate dinner and we caught up on This Is Us. And then I had a meeting at 11 p.m. last night. It was horrible. And then when I got in bed, I was like ramped up and I was talking too loud and... that's what happens when I podcast late or I have a meeting late. I get all wired up. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, kind of. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.